Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 19 years of healthcare experience and began my career as an energy medicine practitioner while working as an oncology nurse at a Seattle area hospital. My skill in moving energy combined with my medical background have been a catalyst for change in many people's lives. I hope the next hour will be transformative for you as well. Good morning and welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show. We're live here in overcast Seattle, but it's not wet. It's not too hot. Actually, all my plants are looking better in the pots.
They're getting their liquid sunshine.
They are. Well,
finally.
And they're getting some cool.
Yeah, they're getting some coolness. Exactly right.
I do need to water, I notice. I'm like, okay, I need to water. And it's been really smoky here. I always talk about the weather at the top of the show so that whoever's listening will look outside their window, get grounded. The weather really has a lot to do with the present moment. And everything happens in the present moment. All the good stuff, anyway, that we really want, everything, including letting go, happens in the present moment. So we're taking people's calls today.
We are. It's an open call-in show day for the Marie Manucherry Show, 877-825-8828. And we will start things off with Stacy, who's calling in from the Edmonds, Washington area. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Well, I'm so spectacular because I get to chat with you today.
Oh, yes, of course.
Usually I'm even.
You're
so
even.
That's a good thing, being even.
Okay, even's great. What can I do for you?
Well, I have been having some things happen in my second and third chakras. So I wanted to find out specifically for my guides about those. And then I'm completely ready to move forward in a sphere of my life where my husband passed and I'm ready to to be appreciative of that experience and learn about the goodness of what that experience brought to our lives.
Yeah, and for you to have a life without that. You know, it's so funny. This morning when I was getting ready, all this information was coming into my head, and I'm like, I wonder who it's going to be for. You know, it kind of surprised me, all this information that was coming into my head. And, of course, I had some mental ideas, and I thought, that person would not want that information. And now I know some of this information is for you, because some women devote a lot of their energy and their time to their partnerships. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. In fact, what I'm about to say doesn't relate to you, honestly, but a lot of women, I sit with them and they just go on and on about their amazing husbands. And I don't hear them talking about themselves at all. They just on and on. And even when you're talking about the problems in their life that their husband solved, I want to interrupt and go, but he actually created that problem, you know? So they're giving them all this credit and all this energy, and then I don't hear anything about them. And although I don't see that your husband created a lot of problems in your life, other than he got sick and died, that was problematic, you know, right?
That was a big one.
Yeah, and you've been working on that one for a while, like, why did you get sick and die, you know? And but I think the conversation is still somewhere relatable where you gave him so much of your energy. So much of your energy and your time. And of course, you had a wonderful life together and a fabulous family. But I don't think it's healthy for any of us to give our energy to any one person. I just don't.
Agreed. Absolutely 100% agreed. One of my if questions every day is, what if I love myself as much as I love my husband?
You are very smart.
I've been working on that.
I'm very proud of you. You're very, very smart. And I think that you're in a fantastic place to now allow your magnificence to unfold, more of your genius, you know, where you're going to look at yourself in the way that you looked at your husband and go, oh my gosh, I'm so incredible, you know?
Oh, I love that.
So that means you're in receptive mode, because when people are putting someone on a pedestal and just showering them with energy and love, which is a very lovely thing, everybody wants that, right? And everybody deserves it.
He was worth it.
Yeah, to some degree, obviously you gave him too much, you know, you gave him too much in my opinion, right? And he would agree.
I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you're going to start you're in this receptive mode, because that's a giving mode. And it's really hard to develop our magnificence. It's hard to raise our vibration. It's hard to attract incredible outcomes when we're not in receptive mode. And you're in receptive mode. All of your chakras are taking in energy as well.
Woohoo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. So
I feel like that. I just wanted to, like, find out, you know, direct link.
What do you mean?
For you. Oh, for my second and third chakra.
Oh, well,
because I know that's, you know, where you store like anger and sorrow.
I think
and
you're
all
doing
kind of
great.
Stuff.
I think you're doing great. And sometimes people think there's a magic button you push and then you don't have those feelings anymore. But it doesn't actually work like that.
Yeah, no.
Right? It's like you go different levels of, oh, I feel better about this. I have a different perception about it. And then you raise your vibration. Wow, now I even have a more unique perception about this. So you're actually on the right track. Everything's moving forward. And just work on taking in energy for you. I love your what if question.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks so much. I mean, it feels really good. And I have to say that when I do have those moments, which happen where I'm so sorrowful, what's so beautiful to me about it now versus 5 years ago is that I let myself ride the moment, where I used to hear a lot of feedback from the universe and what to do, what not to do. And as I'm riding it, it just feels so much better.
Good.
So then I can like have a more even day and hear beautiful songs I feel like my husband sends me.
Right. You're present with it, which is wonderful. You're really, really present. That's great. And don't be surprised. I know 2 years seems like a long time, and it doesn't have to be all the way 2 years, but between now and the next 2 years, you are going to see your magnificence. You're going to be able to use it career-wise or any way you want to, and you're going to be extremely fulfilled by it.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Woo-hoo.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh,
and I can hear your husband's.
I love you both.
Your husband's kind of funny, and I can hear him. I met him once, I believe. And
yes.
He says, yeah, I died for you to do this. I died for you to do this. That's literally what he says. You were not going to do this if I lived. So, and of course, he died for himself, whatever he needed. But
yes,
that was just he goes, this was part of the exchange.
I try to sit with that and be happy about it. And I'm ready to be
good. I know.
Sitting
I
with that
tell.
And being happy about it.
I'm so happy for you.
I do appreciate those words very much. Oh, thank
Great.
You.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Love Great. You guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Stacey, for joining us from the Edmonds area. Local gal. Gotta like that.
Yeah, love it.
So,
love it.
877-825-8828 for the Remaining Cherry Show. Open phone lines are for today in the show. Let's take now Michelle calling in from the New York area, the Big Apple. Hello, New York. And Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Marie. Hi, Benny.
Hi.
I'm calling to give you a quick update, Marie.
Ooh. Okay, great.
And I have a question, but I called about a month and a half ago, and I'm just walking up some stairs. I'm a little out of breath. Oh, I called a month ago. I told you I had a ovarian cyst.
Uh-huh, yes.
And it was about 3 inches, and you told me to do tantrums. Mm-hmm. And I went to the doctors this week, and I shrunk it to 1 inch. It just completely deflated.
Yay! Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. And so what are they going to do? Like just leave it alone and let it go away? Or what's their plan or their suggestion?
Yeah, I haven't talked to the doctor yet. However, I do know that they don't need to operate on that.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And so keep it up. You know, like
I will.
You know what happened to me the other day? I woke up and Charles had gotten sick in the house in the middle of the night. I didn't know, you know, and so he threw up. He had diarrhea and I stepped in it. I was wearing a shoe, but nevertheless, I stepped in. I was so mad. I just went into my room and screamed. I had to shut the window so my neighbors wouldn't think anyone was being murdered.
Safety first.
Yeah. And just pounded the mattress, you know, and just screamed and yelled.
Like a little kid.
Right, like a little kid. I'm like, ah! You know, because, like, I didn't have my glasses on or contacts, you know, and I'm just, like, walking through the house blind and had a little surprise on my slipper, my sandal. And a lot of, I had to spend an hour cleaning up a mess, right? And, of course, it's not Charles' fault. He was sick, right? It was perfectly fine. But that it's so important. We don't let that anger out of our bodies, especially women. We're like, oh, I'm just going to be a good person and a caretaker. But, you know, that's what mattresses and pillows are for, is to scream and yell and punch them and throw them across the room and act like a crazy person or what we think is a crazy person is actually a healthy person. So I'm very, very happy for you. Good job.
Yeah. and I'm going to get it down to nothing.
Yes, of course you will. I have complete confidence.
I'm calling about my love match.
Okay, your love match. All right.
This is our department.
Benny likes these. Yeah.
I like them.
I've been having some challenging times with my current partner, and there's been a lot of awareness that recently come to surface in the last month or so on my end of the relationship, and I've done a lot to shift that energy that was unhealthy. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself, but it's still a lot more to go if we're going to overcome this.
Right.
And it's become kind of unhealthy.
Are you guys married?
I know why.
Are you guys married?
What?
Are you married?
We are.
Okay. Dang. I was hoping you would say no.
And
you can stay with whoever you want as long as you want to. Everybody can. Everybody can, right? Everybody has free will. They could do what they want. They could decide what they want. But you guys are really different in terms of your vibration, you know, especially now that you're letting go of this anger. Can you imagine what it's going to do to your consciousness?
It already has.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was already not, you guys were already not in alignment, consciously speaking. Correct?
He thinks he is, though. Like, he thinks he is.
Well, of course. but see, people, so when someone affirms that they're highly aware and conscious, people don't hear me say that very often, even though I know I'm more aware than many people. I think of myself as striving to become more conscious. I find delight in it, and I find it fascinating, interesting. I don't feel that I have the need to express that. So I'm always leery of someone who would say something like that. Very leery.
It's more of a knowledgeable. He's more of a thinker.
Right, like a book smart
vibration
part.
Versus actually experiential.
Uh-huh, great. Okay, so have you had a serious conversation with him? Because I feel like you're too nice, and you're trying to help him. Right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of awareness that's basically burst open in me in the last month. One is, yes, I can't fix him. It's not my job to fix him, to fix anyone.
Right.
However, there are aspects that I do care for him.
Of course.
It's been hard because I've noticed a lot of his tendencies are very harmful.
Right. I think you're just going to find out that you're not a match. But here's what I would do. I would have a very direct, heartfelt conversation about that in ways that are true for you. Right. Because I don't think he's going to do inner work to stabilize the relationship unless you're really honest with him. And there's still no guarantee that he will.
We're headed to couples therapy. And
okay.
So that's why.
Okay.
I need armor.
Well, actually, I think you're going to be delighted. I think the therapist is going to recognize you and identify things with you. So don't worry about that. Okay. You don't need any armor. And that doesn't allow relationships to grow. It's vulnerability that allows relationships to grow, you know, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good first step, but I still don't have like that delicious, positive feeling about this relationship long term, just so you know. And I'm not 100% accurate. It's somewhere in the high 80s. But that means I could be 13% inaccurate, right? Or 12 or whatever it is, right? And despite my accuracy, everybody gets to make their own decisions. Everyone does.
Yeah.
But your body, every time I mention, even though I'm trying to be careful with my words a little bit, hesitant a little bit, your body just goes, yay! Every time I talk about that, you may not be compatible long term. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But congratulations.
Thank
You're
you.
Doing great. I'm so happy for you. Good job.
Thank you for your help. I really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle, for joining the show.
So what do you think about that, Benny, when you have people who are just not in the same vibrational place?
It can be challenging for sure.
Right.
For me, open communication's key. Get it out there. It may sting for a minute, but if you don't, it's just going to drive you bonkers.
Right. And maybe he needs to be told, stop saying that you're so conscious because we're having issues. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I can't really have a conversation with you because you think you already know all the information.
That could be a lot of saying and not doing.
Yeah, which I believe is what she was relating to. Right, yeah.
All right, 877-825-8828 for the Marie Manucci Show. We'll take now, I hope I get this name right, Shireen, is that right, from Southern California?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Shireen. That's such a pretty name. I love that. I've heard it many times. It's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, Marie.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could just do a general scan of my energy, because my question is related to a more heightened sense of awareness of energy that I feel in my upper legs for maybe 5 months now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if the energy is just me being aware of energy moving, which is totally fine, or if I'm missing something.
Right. Well, I drew out your chakras, and I don't get a lot of information from what you're describing. It's more like kundalini, if what you're feeling is kundalini, because that's more of the locations like groin area, you know, upper thighs, even reproductive areas. But your chakra system has leaks in those areas from your heart chakra to the third and a little bit of the second. I mean, the third is actually a pass-through. It's not a full leak. But that wouldn't be indicative to me of kundalini. So I'm going to draw out your auric field because I can get more information from that. Your energy system feels stressed to me. Would you say that you are stressed these days?
I definitely have stress around me, and I try to work with what I have.
Can you just fire all these people in your life? I mean, I'm just like...
Could I what? I'm
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fire all these people in your life. I'm just exhausted, worn out from the people in your life. And it's probably friends and family and work if you work outside of the home.
I don't work outside of the home, but I am a caregiver, and that's where... most of the stress and drain comes from.
Yeah.
Not really other members of the
family. Can you fire yourself?
It could be a temporary, right? You could always rehire yourself later, so, right?
Yeah,
or you want a permanent, Marie?
I just your body is not happy.
Okay.
It's just not. So I'm wondering if part of what you're feeling, I think you're feeling two things, and I do think it's a good thing. I love that you're becoming aware of energy and vibration. I do believe you're starting to feel some kundalini energy. So despite my cautionary tale, so to speak, you are starting to awaken. You're awakening. And at the same time, I think you're feeling the stress and the anxiety because we're also close to the adrenal glands. And, you know, your immune system. Can everybody else in the family be the caretaker? Why do you have to be the caretaker?
Because it's my mother. Everyone helps as much as they can. But,
you know, everyone has a mom.
Yeah.
Everyone has a mom. But
I've seemed to inherit it, which is, you know, I'm doing a lot better than before. I am taking time for myself, and I've taken your course, and I've really tried to balance and bring a little bit more harmony.
Is your mom not very nice? Is she not very nice, your mom?
No, it's not that it's not nice. It's just very fearful, a lot of grief for her loss, and that's mostly it.
Okay, so she's emotionally manipulative.
Yes.
Right. Which isn't good for you, you know. So here's what I'm going to recommend that you do to help you, because I can't talk you into quitting yet. I want you to ignore everything your mother says all day long. I don't want you to respond unless it's just I don't want you to have dialogue with her about it, because she's manipulative in her energy. It's partially her upbringing. You know, there's an aspect of that where manipulation is something that sometimes women have to do to get what they want in some situations.
Aware of that. Yeah.
And then you are the people pleaser of the family and the healer of the family. So that's why everybody gives you these jobs. And that's why we need to fix this before anybody else gets sick, because they're going to hire you. They're going to fly you there. They're going to do everything they can, because nobody else wants to do this job in your family. And
very true.
Yeah. So we need to get you out of this job eventually and get you trained into doing something else that's actually fulfilling and rewarding for you.
Okay. Okay.
And then you can say, well, I can't do that. I have another job. I can't.
Yes. That's where my mind was going with it about a month ago.
This is really, really great. So I just want you to, because you're so empathetic and you love her, of course, and you wish that things were different for her, but nobody can, you know, she would need to make a lot of changes. And I think she's going to live a while.
great.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh like that.
You know, so I'm just saying, like you know, because some people, I've had clients come in and go, so, you know, is my husband's plane going to crash? You know, things like that. And I'll say
I mean,
to them,
God forbid, but I think
right.
We know, yeah.
Right, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, we
of
know.
Of course. And what I
adore her.
Of course
her
you do. You wish her everything, but yeah. this is hard on you. So mm-hmm. like an early death, I don't see happening, even though she whines and complains about it constantly, constantly, yes. constantly. Yes. I just don't see it happening. So I always tell those clients, hello, you need to embrace your own power. You need to walk away from the situation or own your power in the relationship versus wanting someone, you know, which is understandable, right? It's all understandable. Yeah. So I'm saying the same thing to you. And I'm also giving you a heads up. Because sometimes angry people live longer. It's almost like God is giving them extra time before they cross over to kind of get their act together.
There are times that I truly wish that there could be a change so it isn't difficult when that transition happens. I almost worry about a life review.
Why? Why are you so worried about your mother's passing? I don't understand.
I mean, I love her. I love her, and I want good things for her, and especially if I learn more, you kind of want it to spill over to everybody.
Well, first of all, when someone leaves their body, 99% of everyone is happy and thrilled and delighted and has wonderful experiences. Your
Good.
Mother's in such denial, even when she has her life review, she's not going to listen to anything that the angels say. I mean, that at least for now. I mean, things could change between now and the time she actually departs. And maybe she'll go, uh-oh, you know, but that's kind of how she's lived her life. You know, she's in this constant victimization, constant complaining mode. And it's not good for your energy.
It's depleting.
It is. So just
okay.
and quick in and out. Do you live with her?
Yes.
Yikes. So we need that to change too.
Yeah. I think both of us wish it could, but it just can't right now financially. So that's how it's been.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're on the right track. The movement of energy is waking you up and helping you recognize the stress. So you had the answers to this and you were absolutely correct. It's a little bit of both. And that's good.
Okay.
We need to know when our stress is activated so that we can do things differently. Right? That's a good thing to have an awareness of. And the fact that you are awakening.
Goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome.
You've given me so much time. I appreciate
of
it. I'm
course.
Gonna listen
it's my pleasure.
A couple of more times.
Okay. All right. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You
Bye-bye.
Do the same. Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks very much for joining the show. And that's what is also nice about this show. We do post it later so you can go back and listen to it as well on YouTube and see us and work it out. I mean, it does take a little bit of time. We are live and to accept some of the information, it's kind of like reflection has to come backwards and go forwards again. So she can do it too.
I think so too.
Yeah.
We also, the show plays again Tuesdays. We have an encore show Tuesday mornings,
at
really
6
early.
6 a.m. Yep.
6 a.m.
I get bombarded with calls. I'm like,
you think
no.
I'm live, right?
It's not today. It's Thursdays.
And then on Podbean, I have all of my shows archived from probably the last 14 years. I think that's how long I've been coming into the studio. But honestly, Benny, it feels like a year. It never feels like 14 years to me. It feels like I just learned about this studio and I just sat down for the first time. And
blink and add another one.
Yeah, I just love it. Love it.
All right. Well, we're a little bit past our first break, but that's okay. We'll take this now, 877-825-8828 for the Marie Manucciari Show. If you want to get in our phone bank, we can do that and have you. So here we go. We'll be right back with more from Marie.
Love that music. That is awesome. Is that from our...
It is from your playlist, your personalized playlist. Yes, that's been brought to my attention. Mm-hmm.
Because I teach on the Shift Network, right? And when people are coming into the queue, they go into the green room and they're there. Like they get on there pretty early. And
wouldn't you if you were trying to wait for yourself? I mean, yeah.
And I get on early too because I have to do all these sound checks and video checks, right? And I can see them. And so one of Jen's friends, who I can't remember her name, but Jen is going to Rebecca. She made this stunning playlist for us. In fact, I think she's making another one for us for our new classes that are going to be kicking off in October.
Cool.
And I love them so much. So, yes, I brought them into the studio and love them. So speaking of all of that, thank you, Rebecca. We so appreciate your playlist there. And everyone's dancing when
I'm
watching
they
them. And they're dancing with their kids and their dogs. And it just lifts my spirit so much to see that happening before I go live on the Shift. And my Shift courses. finally are going to be happening next month. And so, of course, one of the things I love about the Shift Network is they actually do a free event to support the classes that their faculty teach, which is amazing. And this one's called Boost Your Frequency and Multisensory Powers. So it's a free event hosted, of course, by the Shift Network. It's going to be on Thursday, October 6th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. You're going to learn secrets about generating positive perceptions that energetically activate the outcomes you desire for yourself and others. As an intuitive, I run my energy very high because I get accurate information, accurate perceptions, and I can move energy 1,000 times better in high-frequency energy. You're going to also have a really cool meditation to shift your perception of a triggering childhood event to generate a high healing resolution, which will be phenomenal. So, they'll talk about the 7-week course that I will offer in the Shift Network. So wanted to let you know about that. It's coming up. You can go to my event, my industry page on my website, and you can click the link so you can sign up for the free event. And they're going to have an encore on it as well, so you'll find that information as well if you register. So it'll be super fun.
Very user-friendly as well. Energyintuitive.com. Hit it up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes.
You got people taking care of you. All right. Let's take now Amy from Atlanta. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. I just picked my preschooler up, so you might hear him in the background giggling.
Oh, I love it. You know, I have a bunch of those in my life because I have grandbabies, right? So I have a whole bunch of little kids in my life, and I love it. Super fun. What can I do for you?
I was calling to see if you could tell me how many guides I have and if they have any messages for me.
Yes. You know, guides are in like a separate, I always say that it's a corridor. It reminds me of, I know you don't live in our state, but the sky bridge at SeaTac Airport that goes from the parking garage to the actual terminal. So it kind of looks like that. And sometimes it takes me a minute or two to get into the sky bridge, but not for you. I was like, oh, spirit guides. She's going to ask about spirit guides, which we'll talk about my class that's coming up regarding that, too. You have 8 spirit guides. I mean, what a lucky person. I wish I had 8. It means that you are lucky. Do you feel that you're a lucky person?
I do. Yeah, lucky.
You are. And I'm so grateful for you. I would say 75% of the people that I tell them they have 8 spirit guides, because the numbers have a meaning for me. Quite frankly, but then the meaning goes, of course, beyond that. And 50% don't think they're lucky, approximately. And then when I tell them, well, if you start thinking that you're lucky, you will be. They're like shocked. And then they write me back and go, oh, my gosh, I really am lucky. And then they actually have different perceptions about their history. And they go, oh, I was lucky about this, too. And I was lucky about that. I know you have 8 spirit guides. It's the affinity sign. So your guides just, they said because you're so lucky, you can have whatever you want. What do you want?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got so much. right now, so I'm kind of in a transition in my life, and I just started a new business. So right now, I really want that to be successful.
So what is your business?
It's surface pattern design and art licensing.
Okay. So you can continue doing that, and then you love the multisensory world, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It brings you incredible joy. So that's where you're really supposed to have your energy. But you can have more than one career. People can have multiple jobs, multiple things that they do. I think it's a great way to secure income anyway, is to have multiple things going on. So you can continue, because you also love this. You love it. It's interesting for you and fun. It's very simple for you. Agreed?
Agreed.
Right. But I think you should step into the multisensory world, start taking some classes or start working with people or start at least doing some automatic writing to get answers and some solutions and get inspired and motivated and start to create a career in that venue as well.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have any specific areas in the multisensory world that you would...
Well, you're really, really lucky, so you kind of get to do whatever you want. What I recommend is that people always follow their joy. This is not logical, and you have a strong logical mind as well, so try not to get your logical mind to figure out your intuition. It doesn't work that way. They're two separate entities, and logic is great for me making sure I get to the radio station on time, that I remember to bring my phone today, that I brought my bone broth in the car that I was drinking while I was driving. All of those things, that's what the mind's for. But everything else, like what to do for a living, who to love, where to live, and what your hobbies should be. Those all need to be inspired.
Okay.
Okay. So you're very lucky. You can do whatever you want. So don't try to figure this out. Don't try to force something. Just go play. Go play in it and let the universe communicate to you where your natural gifts and talents are. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
See you later. Oh, that was cute. Like, I was so hoping cute for the little preschooler in the back.
I know.
Something.
Well, at the very end.
Yeah. But I heard
something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just, we, both
talk to
you,
we both
love kids. We both love kids. Benny loves children. I love kids. You know,
wish just... you could just keep them like little puppies.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I like them around. Look, I look at Jen. Like, what did you just say, Benny? Like,
yeah.
What? Like,
I mean,
no. Let them grow up. Move out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, all of mine are grown and moved out, which is great. But it's like, I'm looking forward to our Hawaiian vacation next year when they're 3 and 5. There will be an infant because my daughter, mm-hmm. Mina, is expecting. She'll deliver in November sometime. We're very excited. A little girl, a daughter for them, their
very
first daughter.
Cool.
But yeah, the twos, mm-hmm. yeah. Right now I have, 3 grandchildren that are just about to be 2 or are 2.
I mean, that's great. They all have little playmates though. They're all getting along, so that's fine.
Yeah. They all scream really loud.
That's perfect.
So I'm looking for the Hawaiian vacation next year. Well, maybe they'll sleep in a little, you know, Mimi can have some alone time maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, who's our next caller?
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, it's also the Marie Manucci Show, 877-825-8828, or hit us online at her website, energyintuitive.com, if you need more information about Marie. We'll take now Stephanie calling in from the local area. Seattle here, Stephanie. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm good. How are you doing, Marie?
I'm fabulous. What can I do for you?
Well, I just started a new job. Well, I've been there maybe about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just having some troubles there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really taking a lot out of me emotionally. I don't feel like I'm getting any support there.
Is there one person that's creating kind of the problem?
Well, somewhat to a degree, but it's a small staff. There's only about 5 of us.
Right.
And they all have somewhat abrasive personalities in, mm-hmm. in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And you're more of a people pleaser, correct?
Well, I'm more of a people pleaser and I'm a lot more sensitive.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it's hard for me to navigate this group.
So here's what I'm going to recommend.
Okay.
And then I do want you to look for another job too.
yeah
just keep your fillers out there, just why not? Well, you know, because there's a reason why you're having these experiences, but you're going to have to start to tell people what you need and what you want.
Right.
You're gonna have to start telling them, no, you can't micromanage me or whatever the deal is, right? Because that's what you're feeling, right?
I'm just feeling like a lot's thrown at me that is not all doable to do,
right?
Like, and it's just thrown at me.
So are you telling them?
Well, that's what I'm going to do today.
Okay.
I'm going to meet with my manager.
Okay.
And talk with her.
Okay. So, but I want you to take the sensitive energy out of it as much as possible. You know, like, I know you're sensitive. I get it. But there's this place where for multiple lifetimes, and I can completely relate to this, by the way, where you give your power away to other people because you're super nice and you're super kind. You're also super, what's the word I want to use? Independent. Like, you can mm-hmm. take care of yourself, right? Like, you don't need help. Not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So, but what's happening, because you don't have to like have conversations with people and be in that vulnerable place and ask for what you need and what you want, you can just do it and take care of it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But that has to change in order for you to have success in all of your relationships. So try to, I know the sensitivity there is there. I understand it, but it's really about because you don't want to own your power.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to own your power in all of your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost want you to kind of use different language a little bit, because if you go into your manager and say they're throwing too much stuff at me, which is true, on their use, they want someone who's going to say, no, I can't do that. I can't do that today. Can't do that today. You know, so maybe say something like to the effect that it's not really like I'm enjoying working here, except for these things, because you're actually not enjoying working there, honestly.
No.
That's why I want you to look for another job. But to say that I know. I'm having a hard time finding language for you because, of course, I want you to go find another job. But you still you still need to work on this because we don't want this to happen in the future. And we don't want it to happen in any of your other relationships as well. We want you to care less. That's the ticket. Care less about how people are going to feel when you tell them to back off. And make sure that you communicate your needs accurately. So when you're sitting in front of your manager, don't be so worried about his or her response or their reaction or what they're feeling.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're going to just try to take care of it all. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. So just kind of matter of fact, explain your needs and, okay, how does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. Because we want to fix this. Right? We want this to go away so it doesn't affect you in any of your relationships.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
We're with you on this one.
Yeah, we are. I'm excited for you. It's a it's a really powerful moment in your life. It's a powerful moment in your life. It's powerful. You're blessed to be in this place. You're really blessed. So let's utilize this time well so that you can move beyond the people-pleasing.
Yeah, it's true. I guess for me, it's a part of like, I never want to be left out because I was kind of excluded a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, I think people pleasers have an underlying feeling of being abandoned emotionally, physically, you know, because it's happened not just in this lifetime, but multiple lifetimes. And so they don't want to upset people and they want everyone to be okay. And so they bend over backwards and they're too generous and blah, blah, blah. But then they get worn out, exhausted, or they don't get their needs met because they're not communicating them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So this is exciting where you are. And there's a major eclipse in October that's going to help you with this too. Okay? So you're on track.
Okay. Well, great.
All right. Give us a checkup in a couple months. Let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay. I sure will. Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome. Have a great day.
You too, Marie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephanie, for joining the show. 877-825-8828. Second break already.
What?
I know. It
what?
Happens.
Already?
It does.
Okay. I know I have a commercial for the Spirit Guides class.
Go for it.
I'm very excited because it's our first class where I won't be, you know, doing the coaching courses have 30 students in them, which is lovely, but we always have a waiting list, you know, and people are trying to get in and they're annoyed because they can't get in and I can't teach them constantly because I teach a lot already and I still see clients. So I'm now going to have a class. This is my first one where we're not keeping the number at 30. It's going to be larger than that. I don't know what the number will end up being, but it's also at a lower price point, which is great. It's for 8 weeks and people will still be able to ask questions. We have one module or 1 week where, you know, we have a half an hour devoted to questions, but I'll answer a few questions, one or two in every class as well. And I'm just really excited because getting to know your spirit guides and hanging out with them is extremely fulfilling. And it's that launch pad to help you to become more multisensory.
Perfect.
Okay, now we can take that break.
All right. We'll be right back with more with Marie.
Welcome back to the Marie Manuchera Show. We're live here in Seattle and we're taking people's calls and talking about classes that are coming up. And you're definitely going to want to, you know, participate in that free online event. You can go to my website, energyintuitive.com. Go to the events page and go to industry, I guess, page, and you'll find it there. And you can click it and sign up for free.
I heard a keyword, free.
Free. It's free.
If you don't pass up on that one.
Yeah, and I think it's a whole hour long, you know, like, and I do a meditation and talk about vibration and frequency and psychic ability. It's really, really, really fun. I love the Shift Network offers free material, too. It just makes me very happy.
Again. Free.
Yeah.
Free. All right. Let's take Nicole calling in from Beaverton, Oregon. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you? What can I do for
you? Good morning. I didn't hear that last part. What did you
just
say?
What can I do for you?
Whew, my heart is pounding. I just got introduced to your show. I'm grateful for having found it, and thanks for taking my call this morning.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
Earlier this week when I thought about calling in, I had a different question, and then events happened in my personal life last night. And so now I'm actually still kind of undecided about what to ask.
Which, by the way, is
with what the earlier question, or should I go based on what my current moment is? I'm not sure.
I mean, which one has the most energy towards it? So If you're a highly visual person, if you were to kind of think about each question, does one of them glow more than the other? Or does one glow and the other one doesn't? If your auditory, is one louder in your mind? But I would go for the calm loud, not the scary loud. The calm is where you always want to go. That's intuition. Intuition is calm. The ego is loud and scary.
Oh, wow. That's really helpful.
Good.
Okay.
So what did you figure it out? Which question do you want to ask?
I did.
Okay, great. Good job.
I'm unsure about what kind of field or what kind of work to go into to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a newly single mom.
Wow, fine.
And I'm needing to figure this out. I have a job at the moment, but it's very much a part-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I'm still in love with it. It's an entrepreneurial type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And although I do sort of like it, I'm not sure if I'm going to want to go more into this world of entrepreneurialism or if I want to go into a different world altogether.
So you're I like your question, by the way, but you're asking the wrong questions. It doesn't matter if someone's an entrepreneur or not. What you're looking for is joy. You're looking for what lights you on fire in a really happy, beautiful, amazing, high vibrational way. It's not going to matter if you work for someone else, you own your own business, you work full-time, part-time, none of that is going to matter. When people choose what brings them joy, it's extremely fulfilling. And not just energetically, but even financially, because when you're in that high vibration, you attract more wealth into your life as well. Oops, sorry, my phone's not supposed to be ringing. Should have put it on airplane mode.
Oops.
So at any rate, what I'm trying to say is that that's not the question. The question is, what feeds me passionately? That's the question I want you to start asking yourself.
What did you say? What feeds me passion?
Yeah. What feeds you passionately? Did you hear on the show, I said just a few moments ago, that because I've been coming into the studio, I think 14 years, I don't know for sure, but somewhere around there, because I've been in the energy world over 20 years, and I didn't have a radio show right away, but actually pretty quick. I was on the radio a lot before I had my own show. And still, every time I come in, it feels like the first time I'm sitting in this chair. It makes me so happy. It's incredibly fulfilling and energy, you know, driving for me. That's what's normal. It's normal to have those experiences in every area of your life, everyone's area of their life. So it's not about thinking and figuring out, it's about feeling. And you did a really good job deciphering intuitively which question to ask. You did a great job. So you can figure this out. I want you to just maybe say to yourself often, what if I have discovered my passion? I want you to do a what if question. Don't let your mind try to give you answers or solutions.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I think I know the answer, and it's just crazy because I understand mentally that the logic is not the thing. I heard you say that earlier, that intuition is the thing. I can't understand how my passion is going to evolve into money making.
Like, how could you possibly? Look at the weird job I have. I think I have a really weird job. I mean, I would have never thought that. First of all, I didn't even know I was going to do this for a living. I thought nursing was my passion until all of a sudden the passion started to fall away. And I prayed to be impassioned again. And this is what it is. But it's a weird job. And I'm very successful at it. So do you want to tell me what it is?
I love swing dancing.
Great. I love it.
I love being bouncy and spinning. I don't know how that's going to evolve into, I just love doing it.
Great.
A lot.
So what if you become an amazing swing dancing teacher? What if you have cool retreats even around the world? You know, what if you make it different than other people make it? Because even though I'm an intuitive, I'm different than other intuitives. Everyone's supposed to be their own unique self. So even if there's a career path that other people have, when someone is in alignment with their authenticity, it's going to be different and unique. A lot of energy workers used to not talk when they had sessions with their clients. When I entered into the field of energy medicine, and even healing touch kind of has still that kind of paradigm, is that you don't talk. You just move energy, which is perfectly fine. I talked all through my client sessions, and I had some professional energy workers tell me that that was not good. And I also used to take a lot of deep breaths when I lay hands on people, and they also told me that wasn't healthy for me. But breath is chi, so I was a moving energy. It's actually really healthy. So don't look at the stereotypical way that other people have started dance programs or movement programs. You want to be your own unique person. That's what individualization means. And when we build out the seventh layer of our auric field, we individualize. And here's the thing. Following your passion, you'll figure it out. Even if the passion, like nursing was my first passion, but I opened up psychically on the hospital floor. I didn't open up initially, well, I did actually in a meditation, but I was already a nurse. But I started to see here and see things in people's bodies while I was nursing at the bedside. So passions lead to other passions. Do you see what I mean? So go swing dance. Go hang out there. Go get inspired. I'm not kidding. Congratulations. Put some energy there and we'll see what happens. And let us know in the next couple of months what's been happening for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Yes,
have a great
thank
day.
You.
Thanks very much for the show.
You know why I love that, that call and that question is because when people are happy, that's when they expand their energy and they raise their vibration. And that's how you hear the multisensory world and your higher self. That's how you hear the divine. That's how you get motivated and you get ideas and then you take action because you're getting authentic information. That's really what the shift class will be about.
Yep.
Right. So I'm
it's
very
perfect.
Excited.
All right. A couple of minutes left in the show.
Okay,
let's take Philippa calling in from Melbourne, Australia.
Ooh,
so let's get her
yes,
in.
Yes, Philippa. Hello. I'm sorry I talked so long. I've had you wait on hold. I'm so sorry. What can I do for you?
Hi, Marie. Hi, Benny.
Hi.
Good morning to you both. The question I've got here, it's the one that I've written it down. It's one that it's like, now hopefully I get this right. I'm sure you understand what I'm meaning here. It's like, what is the main reason I came to Earth to incarnate in this lifetime? It was a question that people were asking when you were giving them the wording. So I hope it makes sense.
Yeah. So if I can hear you correctly, your question is, why did you reincarnate to Earth this time?
Yeah.
So people have multiple purposes, believe it or not, which is something that we'll be talking about in advanced courses as well. So one of the reasons, there's collective reasons why individuals choose to come to a physical reality. One is to learn to experience joy in the moment, because when you live in a physical reality, you can tell when you're in the present moment or not. Most people are rarely present. And to manifest in the physical realm, that is another reason why we collectively come to Earth, is to have some manifestation issues, along with healing past lifetime experiences. I'm trying to look at your I dropped my pen, but I don't really need the pen to draw out someone's in. Yeah, a pen would be helpful. Thank you. I dropped it. And my chair is so high, I'd probably fall down if I reached for it. Thank you, Vinny. Thank
producers
you.
Producers do. I got your back.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And I'm just going for your aura. You have a beautiful aura. Have you ever thought about working in the healing world? You have a stunning aura. Stunning.
Look, I used to want to, but I think for me at the time I was like, probably not really good with boundaries. And some of them still learning. And then the part of me was like, I didn't want to like physically be touching people.
Why?
I suppose it was an old view of things.
Yeah.
And so I've sort of been traveling along going, okay, so now what? And I know we've had COVID and lockdown, so things are quite different, you know what I mean? It's quite a different world to operate in.
I still see clients all on Zoom, and I don't lay hands on someone physically. I haven't in over 3 years, and I'm not going to go back to my old model just because I have more freedom rather than having clients coming into my home as they did for decades. So stop thinking about this. Notice how you're trying to understand this from a logical perception. We don't know how you will affect people. You have a stunning aura. It's beautiful. You are full of so much intense, stunning bright light. Your flame is gorgeous. And you hide it. I couldn't see it till I drew it out. So you're hiding your light. Don't think logically about what healing means. You could come up with something very unique and different. But it's going to feel good, it's going to inspire you, and it'll be magically effective. What if I come up with an incredible healing method, and it feeds my soul and assists others to expand into your own consciousness. Okay?
Excellent.
Okay, I have to go. Benny's playing the music. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thanks very much for calling
in. You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Benny and Jen, for all your work. And we wish everyone joyful blessings and fall madly in love with you. Bye-bye for now.